GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Saturday, June 20, 2026. Compiled Saturday, June 20, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Biden wasn't Biden. Obama thought to have run Biden administration. Trump promises 8,300 working med bed centers across the globe, in every major city, by Monday, June 22, 2026. Judy Note, Trump was finally able to do something about these global elites by taking away their money supply, the U.S. taxpayer dollar. Trump has absorbed the once owned by foreign bankers Federal Reserve into the U.S. Treasury and was now ruled by the people. This last week Trump closed the IRS. Saturday, July 4, 2026, President Trump was set to announce a new 14% consumption tax on buying new items only that will replace the old income tax system run by the deep state cabal elites. There will no longer be income tax, state tax, real estate taxes, etc., or tax on food, medicine or housing. The U.S. dollar and currencies of 209 other nations were now backed by gold and other assets as they functioned live on the new global financial system. Banks will no longer have access to your personal monies and there will no longer be a credit score system. After Saturday, July 4, 2026, citizens of the 209 countries participating in the global currency reset will be called into redemption centers in their own countries to set up their personal wallets, formerly known as bank accounts, on the new global financial system. Those personal wallets will be set up on your own DNA and body rhythms and cannot be accessed by anyone but you. In those wallets will be monies returned to you from Nisara/Jazara collections. Sunday, June 14, 2026, President Trump announced, within a year's time or so almost all hospital procedures will be obsolete. Every city will have many medical beds and Tesla chambers capable of healing and repairing DNA, along with curing all ailments including performing up to 30 years of age regression. All hospital administrators in the U.S. have been sent a certified letter informing them to cancel their contracts with pharmaceutical companies, have med beds using light and sound frequencies to heal, plus have doctors, nurses and medical staff trained on med bed treatment by Saturday, July 4, 2026. Med bed treatment centers were being built and opened up around the world. They all would be open for free treatments for the general public by Saturday, July 4, 2026. Big Pharma is being held accountable with massive legal consequences incoming. The oil monopoly is being dismantled while Tesla free energy is on its way into every household on Earth. Thousands of previously withheld inventions and innovations will soon be released and made available to the general public. Deep state agencies were collapsing worldwide. America was returning to sovereignty through constitutional common law and would no longer be subject to maritime law under the UK Crown Rule. The 209 countries of the global currency reset to gold/asset-backed currencies that trade at a one-to-one with each other, will soon be sovereign, governed by we the people and under mandate to not be at war with other countries. Friday, June 19, 2026, saving Israel for last meant that Trump had to keep the enemy of deep state globalist Netanyahu close, stabilize the region, dismantle the proxy networks, lock Iran into containment, reposition Syria, isolate Hezbollah, and then expose Netanyahu and his deep state globalist need for endless war, thus removing their protection system, Trump declass revelation on Telegram. Friday, June 19, 2026, Robert Greenway, the architect of Trump's Abraham Accords, just torched Obama's Iran deal. Obama didn't stop the threat of Iran's nuclear weapon, he funded it. On Wednesday, June 17, 2026, EBS activates exposing suppressed Tesla tech and cabal depopulation crimes. 10 Days of Darkness surges access. 8,300 centers targeted by July 4 under military alliance protection. Safe rollout assured for all verified patriots. Friday, June 19, 2026, President Trump will tweet, "My fellow citizens, a storm is coming, and this will lead to U.S. imposing martial law worldwide." Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. GNN, this, obviously, did not happen yesterday. Over. See Daily Reports. Friday, June 19, 2026, White Hats confirmed Phase 1 of the Great Global Transition begins with massive blackouts in major U.S. cities, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Los Angeles. Chicago. Houston. New York. Phoenix. Philadelphia. Seattle. Several major urban regions are reporting extensive rolling blackouts today. Blackout window now in effect, 48 hours. According to sources close to the White Hat Alliance, this is phase one of the much-anticipated global currency reset, GCR, and Jazara/Nizara wealth redistribution procedure. Critical systems are coming into alignment for the last time, with power outages estimated to last up to 48 hours in affected areas. Since Monday 1 June, redemption centers in 14 cities have been staffed and operational. Military personnel were present at each location. NDAs would be required. Tuesday, June 16, 2026, Congress passed a bill that prohibited the cabal from producing the fiat digital dollar, because the new gold/asset-backed currency was already in place across 209 nations. Saturday, July 4, 2026, President Trump would announce the new gold standard currency. Wednesday, June 17, 2026, marks. A bondholder was receiving his money on Thursday, 18 June. Other bondholders were expecting to have their money this weekend. All of Tier 3 were going to exchange this weekend. The U.S. Mint was putting out a $1 gold coin. The new gold standard will be announced by Trump on July 4. On July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution in a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Friday, June 19, 2026, Tulsi Gabbard, today, on my final day as Director of National Intelligence, I'm releasing never-before-seen communications and documents exposing how Dr. Fauci provided millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab, worked with politicized elements within the intelligence community to suppress the truth about his actions and hide the virus lab leak origins, and lied to Congress while under oath in 2024. It's time you know the truth. Friday, June 19, 2026, Deep State detonated, Tulsi Gabbard drops final ODNI bombshell proving Fauci weaponized intelligence community, lied under oath, and terrorized whistleblowers to hide Wuhan lab leak. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, June 19, 2026, the walls are closing in. New Zealand charges Fauci with 107,357 counts of negligent homicide, 14 nations issue global arrest warrants. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, June 19, 2026, my fellow digital soldiers, for those unaware, we are witnessing the greatest military operation ever conducted in history to free our world from a multi-generational Luciferian mystery school cult that traces its roots back to the old Roman Empire, and even before, Mel Gibson on Telegram. U.S. military generals asked Trump to run for president in 2015, with assurances that the election would not be rigged. Thankfully, Trump won and peace is returning to We the People worldwide. President Trump and the Earth Alliance have successfully removed, often after negotiation of surrender, the cabal from various influential positions of power throughout the world. See Daily Reports. Friday, June 19, 2026, the FBI took down these five men before they could attack the UFC Freedom 250 on the White House lawn, QFS MedBeds Live. Tysine Proper, 19, Ohio. Brian Omar Roa, 24, California. Michael Allen Thomas, 32, California. Daniel Eskridge, 32, Missouri. Abraham Hermosillo Alvarez, 31, Nebraska. The FBI and Secret Service stopped it cold in a multi-state operation. The event went off without a hitch. This is what serious law enforcement looks like. Thanks to the FBI for keeping America safe. Friday, June 19, 2026, the weapon they tried to destroy just won the war, the 10 days of darkness on Telegram. While the media spent 2 years trying to shut down Elon Musk's data center in Memphis, lawsuits, pollution claims, congressional hearings, the Pentagon was quietly using what that facility built to end the Iran war in 96 hours. This is not speculation. This is a sworn statement from the Pentagon's chief AI officer, filed in federal court on June 16, 2026. His words, GROK enabled U.S. forces to deploy over 2,000 munitions to 2,000 distinct targets within 96 hours during Operation Epic Fury. Read that number again. 2,000 precision strikes. 96 hours. Zero American casualties. What took Desert Storm 42 days and 100,000 troops, GROK did in 4 days with a keyboard. I was briefed on June 5, 12 days before the Pentagon admitted it publicly. What I was told goes beyond what they released. The AI didn't just assist targeting. It ran 847,000 intelligence data points through predictive modeling in under 11 minutes. It identified 3 retaliatory launch sites that human analysts had missed, sites that would have fired within 4 hours of the first American strike.
Those 3 sites alone would have KD an estimated 12,000 people.
The AI saw what no human could see. And it acted before the enemy could react. Now you understand why they tried to destroy the Memphis facility. Why the NAACP was weaponized. Why Anthropic was the Pentagon's preferred AI, until Trump banned it from every federal agency on June 14. They didn't want GROK because GROK cannot be controlled by the old guard. It answers to one infrastructure. One man built it. Trump signed the AI National Security Directive on June 11. 6 days later, the war was over. That is not a coincidence. That is a sequence. GROK. Starshield. Colossus 2. Golden Dome. These are not separate programs. They are one system. Built by one man. Protected by one president. Deployed against the enemies of humanity. The military-industrial complex spent 50 years selling you $400 billion wars that lasted decades. One AI just made their entire business model obsolete in 96 hours. They are not attacking Musk because he is dangerous. They are attacking him because he made them irrelevant. GROK Gov Epic Fury. Colossus 2 Vital National SEC. AI Directive 0611 Sequence. Friday, June 19, 2026. Why they hate Trump? 107, JFK Jr. On Telegram. Trump ended the pandemic which was supposed to last 10 years. Trump prevented the Great Reset which was supposed to enslave all of mankind. Trump prevented the destruction of America, which was supposed to happen under Hillary Clinton. Trump arrested Jeffrey Epstein and ended his operation to sexually blackmail influential leaders. Trump ended mass censorship and restored free speech. Trump arrested multiple heads of global drug cartels, and ended the world's greatest drug operations. Trump removed the USA from the WHO, effectively preventing their plan for world domination. Trump will abolish the United Nations, again ending the agenda for a one-world government. Trump exposed the mind control of the news media and popularized the term fake news media. Trump empowered the rise of alternatives news media that counters the lies of the mainstream. Trump exposed election fraud and is busy making elections around the world safe again. Trump exposed the deep state for the whole world and is busy eradicating IT.
Trump launched a worldwide war against child TG and human rights AE.
Trump brought faith, prayer and the Bible back in public buildings and society. Trump exposed the deep corruption of the CIA, FBI and DOJ. Trump ended the brainwashing of children by abolishing the Department of Education. Trump will restore quality education by offering the Free American Academy to the youth.
Trump defunded the LGBTQ agenda and is restoring healthy families in America.
Trump is ending the poisoning of the food and restores healthy nutrition. Trump ended the mass invasion of illegals, which was supposed to destroy America. Trump ended the worldwide funding of the deep state evil activities through USAID. Trump ended massive theft of trillions of American tax dollars. Trump is going to end taxes and will restore wealth to the American people.
Trump ended the SC rule in Hollywood and appointed Gibson and Stallone as his eyes in Hollywood.
Trump empowered millions of patriots worldwide to oppose the deep state and new world order. Trump openly confronts the globalists at the WEF and puts an end to their nefarious agendas. Trump ended the climate change scam, which was supposed to be the excuse for global tyranny. Trump ended the childhood vaccine mandates and reduced the vaccines from 70 to 9. And there's 1,000 other things Trump did to end the rule of evil. That is why he is being attacked so violently with false accusations. Please share this to help counter the massive lies against Trump. Out.